Hey guys, welcome back to Best Self Babes Podcast. I'm your host, Sammy Anderson, and I'm so excited to be back on the podcast. You guys have no idea. In this episode, I give you guys a update on my life, what's been going on, where the heck have I been, and a little insight. Like always, I try to give you guys a little tidbit on something motivational or what I've been going through in my life, my personal life, things that I have seen, experienced from others. And I really, really hope that you guys take this little piece of advice and put it into your lives and really see how it makes a difference. So without further ado, let's hop into the episode. Let me just first say that I'm really excited to be here. I know I said that in the intro. But you guys, no idea how excited I am to be back on here. Podcasting, when, like, I know I took like a 3-month hiatus and I've only done like 8 episodes, but it's very relaxing. And, someone mentioned this to me, very therapeutic, and I definitely agree. Where have I been the last 3 months? Let's just say I've gone through a lot of changes, some big changes, like getting married, and that's been exciting and amazing. So if you are with your significant other and you guys have been living together for a couple of years, then you get married. I get the question a lot, like, how's married life? Like, has anything changed? How different is married life? And honestly, it's really not that different. it's awesome. I love Derek, and I'm excited for our future and what the future is going to be like. I'm always excited for the future. He just messaged me. But anyways, you know, it's what you make of it too. I could go into that. But anyways, so the last 3 months, well, I guess technically like 4 months now, holy crap, you guys, where have I been? So I had been doing my online coaching, and I really, really enjoyed working with the group of ladies that I had been working with, in creating like a community on Facebook and just really doing like live videos and all of that stuff. And it was really awesome. But I had just some sort of like, I don't know what it is. I guess a shift. I'm always talking about these shifts, but I just realized like my passion isn't exactly in fitness coaching, itself. And so I was feeling kind of lost because I love like talking about, you know, mental improvement and, you know, all these insights that I give to you guys about life just from my own experiences. And so it was just like, I was doing all of that. And then I would kind of give someone a training plan, which I think my training plans are awesome, but you know, it was different. And I was just feeling like I wasn't like fully aligned with what I was doing. So, I am no longer doing, I have one more client, but I am no longer really putting out there my fitness coaching because I just really want to shift away from that and just dive into what I just, like I've been saying the past couple, like half a year, it's already like 6 months into 2018, you guys. The time has flown by so fast, but my 2018 was really about my intuition and going with my gut feeling. And like, and it's hard when you have your head and your gut and and all these mixed emotions, then you don't know what the right decision is. And you're like, I don't know if this is my gut feeling. We have to like take things into account, like life and whatnot. So sometimes it's hard to adjust to those things. But anyways, and so what I did was I got another job. I got my CNA certification. If you don't know what that is, it's a certified nursing assistant. So it's a pretty tough job. It's physical and it can be mentally draining. But the thing is, I love helping people and I love old people. So I think I've said that before. So that's what I had been doing for like 4 months, I think it was maybe 3 months. And then I had got a message from one of my previous and now current coworkers about the gym that I used to work at, and that they were changing ownership and looking to, you know, see if I wanted to come back or something like that, like, you know, looking to see if I was interested in seeing where the club was going. So I met with them, and I just could see, just, I mean, I love the club. It's an Anytime Fitness club, and I love Anytime Fitness. But I could just see how much, like, passion, and exactly where this was going, and where they wanted it to be. And I just was so excited to be a part of it, and so excited to be back into that. So that's where I am now, just managing the club, which is awesome. I mean, it's a lot of work, but it's a lot of stuff that I'm familiar with, especially when it comes to, like, social media. Has been really, really fun, you know, getting to do more of that and seeing where, like, marketing takes them into place and just where marketing is now. It's just crazy, but it's really, really cool when you get to see the behind the scenes and work on all of that behind the scenes of any business. So I think that is just really interesting and just really, really fun. So in hindsight, where have I been on the podcast? From, like, wedding and job changing and stressing and, like, feeling like I lost my freaking identity, I just haven't been on. And I kind of wanted to touch on that. Like, 3 months in a lifetime really isn't that long if you think about it. I mean, yeah, it can make a difference in certain aspects of your life, but, you know, sometimes you just need that time to take a step back and recalculate what you're doing and see, you know, where, what's missing, or maybe that's not the right word, but where, what step or what direction you need to go. And I've, like, said this time and time again in, you know, previous episodes, like, about taking risk or taking action or learning how to overcome things. And sometimes, like, just taking a step back is that step you need to take. So, just where I've been lately in my head and people I've met, I've really, like, gotten that drive back in a way. And, like, and it's weird because it's kind of like just motivation to go to the gym. You know, you don't always have it, and a lot of the times you push through it, and then, you know, just sometimes for a week or two or whatever, you fall off the wagon. And that's just being completely honest. Just felt like I fell off the wagon there for a little bit. But I'm really excited to be back, you guys. And I'm really excited to see where this is going, and I actually have no idea where this is going, which is, I don't know, I don't think it's a bad thing. I'm just going to sit here and speak my truth and talk to you guys about all that stuff. So the little insight I wanted to give you were these three words that stuck in my mind after listening to a different podcast, because I love podcasts. But these words were, fear is boring. And if you just sit there and think about it, like, fear is boring. Fear is so boring. Like, it's kind of laughable in a way. Like, we have this emotion or this anxiety or this little bit of fear that stops us from doing anything, you know? And it's just boring. Like if you think about all the great things that have happened or the people that you've met or those conversations that you had, and if you had let fear get in the way of that, you would have experienced those things, you guys. Like doing anything great or not, I mean, it doesn't even have to be anything great, just doing anything. Like, if you let that fear just fester in your mind, it's not a whole lot's going to come from that. So I really want you guys to think about this. Think about the next time you get nervous or scared, or you have that little bit of fear of taking the next step or asking for that raise or changing your job or, you know, figuring out the next whatever you want to do in your life, and there's that little bit of fear. The thing is, you guys, the outcome from trying and doing those things out freaking weighs that fear 110%. Like, just think about a time where you decided to take that step. Like, you spoke at a meeting and you're not one of the like loudest people in the room, and you just like bursted out your opinion, or you stood up for yourself, or you did ask for that raise, like all that stuff, and how like much joy or how much adrenaline and how excited you were for actually taking that step and doing it. You know what I mean? Like hold on to that feeling and remember how that felt. Like, every time you push through that fear, remember that freaking outcome, because it's so amazing. So that is my little tidbit for today. But yep, just wanted to catch up with you guys. I miss you guys. And if you loved this episode and you want to hear more, or if you guys have any ideas on like things that you want me to talk about, let me know. DM me my Instagram. Follow me on Instagram. It's Sammy Bing, SammyBingG. I am keeping my handle, even though my last name has changed. Keeping my handle because I just love the bang effect. So yeah, be sure to screenshot this episode if you loved it, share it with a friend. Please leave a review if you guys, you know, be honest, because I'm gonna be honest with you guys. Like I've said before, leave me a review, because that's how this gets out to people. And all the things that I want to talk about, you know, I just want to help one person. If it helps one person, I'm happy, I'm thankful, and I'm grateful for that. So anyways, I am going to head to bed because it's almost 11 o'clock, even though that's probably not late to most people. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning for me. So if you guys love this episode, share it with a friend, like it, tag me in your story. And I'm very grateful that you guys took the time today to listen to this episode. And I will catch you in the next one.